There is a long-term care tax that we will be paying into that all accounts that I've heard from is not a very very good deal. And in fact, from everything I've heard, I don't know how this passed. And so there's all kinds of challenges to it in terms of it being equitable for anyone. So first off, explain a little bit, Senator Hawkins, and how did this come to pass? Because I would think that we would have things like the insurance commissioner looking out for us on this.
Yeah, well, this is a difficult one. You know, there are so many things that passed this legislative session. You know, all the police reforms, the cap and trade climate bill, and the capital gains income tax, and so many things were moving forward. And this was actually a bill that came through in 2019, but a continuation a little bit this year. But it was House Bill 1087, and it requires all Washington State workers to pay into a new long-term care program that will be established in our state. And this is regardless of whether you'll actually benefit from it. And that's the tough thing. And I voted against this bill, but it did pass the state House of Representatives by a vote of 63-33. And it passed the state Senate a little closer, by a vote of 26-22. Again, I voted against it. It's basically, it would establish this long-term care program with a maximum benefit of about $36,000. So that's a maximum lifetime benefit that you would qualify for if you pay into the system long enough. But the program itself is funded by a payroll tax. So the state of Washington will be taxing your paycheck with 58 cents every $100 of earnings. So like $5.80 for every $1,000 of earnings. And basically, all workers, and this is especially troubling and burdensome for younger workers, because they're going to be paying potentially into this program through their paychecks, their whole working career, which could be the next 40 years, and they may never actually need long-term care insurance. And if they do, you know, they're only going to be having a lifetime maximum benefit of $36,500. So this is a tough bill that passed. I imagine there'll be many changes to it, but there are a lot of younger people kind of working from paycheck to paycheck. They're struggling to repay their student loans or saving for a house. A lot of older individuals too that, need every dollar from their paychecks. And again, this is the government reaching its hand into your paycheck, your private paycheck of your earnings, in addition to all the other taxes and things, and saying that, you know, we're going to do this for you because we believe it's important for you potentially later on.
Well, I understand, and in fact, we've heard this issue discussed on other programs as well. What if you move? What if you retire elsewhere?
Well, yeah, to answer that question, then you're not eligible for this benefit.
So the money stays here. The benefit stays here, and it doesn't travel with you.
Right. It's not portable, as we say, and of course, there could be changes down the road to make it portable, but then there's a question of whether the program as it was originally structured and envisioned, will it be solvent if we allow people to take their benefits to some other state, and how do we actually implement that properly? So there's not a portability component to it. If someone, for example, lives in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, but works in Spokane, they're going to be taxed on something throughout their whole working career that they're not going to receive benefit for. But I do want to say, Dave, that we should mention that ensuring that our elderly population has access to quality long-term care, that is a very important issue. And I don't mean to in any way minimize the importance of the issue by my opposition to this particular law, but this kind of sets up this big government program, and I don't believe a lot of people will benefit from it. And then people that do benefit from it, we know, for those of you that have relatives or family or friends receiving long-term care, it can be very, very costly. And so $36,500 of a lifetime benefit may not be enough for most of the people receiving long-term care. So it's a tough issue, and the private sector does offer long-term care insurance currently. So for the government to set up a program of its own is a bit duplicative, to say the least, in addition to potential inefficiencies with the government program. But it'll be interesting to see how this all gets sorted out over the next several years. But it will. There is an option right now. There's a window of opportunity for people if they want to secure private long-term care insurance through a private provider. They can do that and apply for an exemption to this program if they do it by November 1st of this year. And if not, then that window closes.
Well, $36,000 would mostly be wiped out within a year, I would think, of long-term care. And secondly, like you say, you've got that window of opportunity and you could go on to the private market, but I understand those options are becoming very, very limited as well. So it just doesn't sound like this was crafted at all. And I just wonder where the insurance commissioner was on this.
Well, it's interesting. I have some issues with the insurance commissioner as well about the other things he's doing to kind of monkey with insurance rates. And I've actually received a lot of feedback from constituents in opposition to this upcoming long-term care tax, but as well as potential increases in their insurance rates for other issues, too, that the insurance commissioner has been involved in. So, again, this is troubling. I mean, over time, we're able to save less and less of our own hard earnings, and more goes for the government to be redistributed throughout our state. And it's difficult. You know, the people who can afford to pay are not going to be able to afford to pay for all the things for everybody else that's receiving the benefit. And so it's a difficult situation. I'm not sure how this is going to pencil out, but like I said, I think the insurance commissioner has his plate pretty full about hearing from constituents on this other issue as well, which I'd be happy to talk about if you want.
Was this just crafted to be able to supplement how much money we can provide to subsidize long-term care for the entire general population, or was this crafted basically be my benefit account as I pay into it? Because there is some good to helping provide that subsidy to help those that are already in need. But if it was packaged so that it's my benefit account, it's not going to pay off for me.
No, it's not your benefit account. It's a tax that is being collected to fund a state program. A state program that will likely need to be expanded, and in which the tax will likely grow on you, into your paychecks, into your pocketbook. And to answer your previous question, I think it's intended to be both. There's a certain period of time where some people only need long-term care for maybe a year, in which case this $36,000 might cover a portion of that. But the people who need care longer or need more high-quality care, could potentially use this to supplement their care, or they could use this and purchase a long-term care insurance plan through their private provider and kind of use some combinations of both. But I guess what I'm saying is these options for long-term care insurance do exist within the private market. I before this bill passed, I didn't hear about any complaints about people not being able to access long-term care or life insurance or any of the other things through private insurance. But the government in the state, Washington State, wants to step in and create its own program for something like this. And again, that's not to minimize long-term care needs in our state. That's very big, and I know the federal government with Medicaid and Medicare is very involved with, you know, dealing with long-term care issues. So we need to make sure that people in the most need, you know, our loved ones in their final years, that they're receiving the services that they they need, but I just don't support this and the reaching into people's paychecks to grab a handful of their earnings for the remainder of the lifetime of their working career for something they may never use, or their life circumstances may take them to another state and their family may have to up and move and relocate, and they'll never receive the benefit of something that they've been paying into.